We are starting now on Ezra's Hashem, a new shir. Shir on Sefer Tehillim. The Tehillim is quite large, so I think it makes the most sense to start off with Mizmorim that we say during the course of our week first. And then after we get through all of those, so we can move on to other ones that were not so famous. Okay. I thought that I would begin actually with the Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. Shabbos is a source of bracha for the entire week. Ramban says it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to remember Shabbos every single day of the week. That's a mitzvah zachar simcha Shabbos kadosh. So we have to start off with something reference to Shabbos. We might have a slight possibility to actually concentrate what we're saying during this Mizmor. And as a general rule, I say that the good shir is in the schus of the participants. So I know if the shir doesn't go well, it's your fault, not mine. Okay, fine. The Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. Literal understanding is that this is a Mizmor which was sung in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. That we even make a reference to in the end of davening on Shabbos. We say that this is the Mizmor that they sang on Shabbos, and Shabbos is also a moshul to Olam Haba, Orthodoxy and Mashiach. But Yom Shukur Shabbos, and therefore we have this Mizmor. That's one explanation. Another explanation is the Midrash says an interesting thing. The Midrash says that when Adam Rishon was about to get his death penalty, so Shabbos intervened on his behalf and said, Hashem, why no one died until now during the other Shabbos Mibrashis, so all of a sudden Pitom, and now it should be the bad day for it? Now, I don't really understand it because he did a chet and erev Shabbos, so how should Shabbos be affected? I mean, it didn't take Hashem time to judge him, so what would it mean? Whatever the case may be, we have a Mesorah that this Mizmor was written by Adam Rishon. Now, whenever you have a Mizmor which was written by someone other than Adam Melech, could be that the Shabbos that was a Mesorah that was transmitted down generation to generation, and then David codified it into Sefer Tehillim.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that. That's the question that we have to ask ourselves: is this is the Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, right? So you'd expect to have the entire thing filled with concepts having to do with Shabbos, right? So there's nothing here having to do with Shabbos. So it's not a very appropriate thing to sing on Shabbos. So the truth be told, the Radak over here is a very interesting explanation. If you look at the Pesukim, it says, "It's Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. Tov l'hodes l'Hashem. It's good to thank Hashem. L'zamer l'shem kor elyon. And it's good to." This is in Tzadi Beis. It's good to sing to your great name. L'hagid babokir chastecho. To tell over your chesed in the morning and your emuna at night. So, why does it mention one morning, when it comes to night, that's plural. Yeah? The morning time is a time to mention Hashem's chesed, and the evenings or the nights, that's where we mention Hashem's emuna, meaning his ne'emonos, his relying, his the fact that he will, he's ne'emon, he's reliable to keep his havtachos. So what's the difference? Why is it that it's one morning and it's two nights? Okay. Then it goes on. It says, "Alei Asor, Alei Nevel, Alei Higayon Bechinor." and a 10-stringed harp, another type of instrument, on a kinor and a harp with singing or with speaking at the same time, dibur. Ki simachtoni Hashem b'ko alecha b'maase yodecha aranim. So it says that I am happy with your actions. And your handiwork I will rejoice. So the question is that the rest of this mizmar makes reference to what is good to do. Yeah, either it's in third person or it's in second person. But all of a sudden you get to this pasuk hey, all of a sudden it turns first person. I am happy, ki simachtani, yomini happy before Alecha. Why doesn't it say a lashon of one should be happy, or one is happy with your handiwork? Why does it say that I am happy with your handiwork, and I rejoice with your actions? Why doesn't it just say, one will rejoice with your actions, or one should rejoice with your actions?
So you say, I would.
Yeah, the question is, why me? This is the only point that this time it says, yeah? It says, starts off, it's a good thing to praise Hashem, it's a good thing to acknowledge Hashem, and tell over your chesed in the morning, and your yamuna at the night, which we spoke about, why is that plural? Or we were asked, why is that plural? And then all of a sudden it jumps to, I personally am happy about your handiwork.
Did she assume some
connection
or some sorts? Or
what?
Did she assume connection or
did
she listen to you?
You can tell. Feel free to give a...
I think I can deal with it. When you gave me something, okay? I said, people should be very thankful to you, Rabbi Shepherd, when you give
yourself
something.
Okay.
I said, thank you very much. I thank you.
I hear you
saying. And what you give me.
Okay.
It's absolutely different. Communication with
God who gave. Okay. So listen to what the Razak says over here. Listen to the Razak says over here. And this answers Avram's question about
why not mention
Shabbos. So it's like this. He says the Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, and he says Tov L'Hodas Hashem. He said Yom HaShabbos Hu Tov L'Hashem Yishar Yemei HaShvua. Ki ha'adam panui boi mi'iski ha'olam v'nishmas ha'zaka mi'tirdes ha'guf v'misasekes v'chach ma'goros ha'lakim. The Shabbos is a day off from work. You're not busy with all the thoughts about your panasa during the week, and even though technically it's mutar, hirun and mutar, you're allowed to think about your pronouns, you just can't express it, you can't express your desire to do malacha. But still, we say that a person ideally should be in a situation where he views it as all my work is done. Should view it as all your work is done already. So, Shabbos theoretically is a day where one now has a chance to think, stop and think. We live in a world where everybody's in a rush and there's no chance to stop and think. Shabbos is the day where one can't stop and think. And now he says, since it is a day which is appropriate to think during that day, and to be oisik in chachma and in avodas Elokim, so that's why it's a mizmor shel Shabbos. Yeah? Shabbos would be the ideal day to now have that break, instead of just like eating a lot of shalom to going to sleep and then sleeping away the day. It's a day where now my mind is free from the rest of my tirdos, and now I can have a day where I'm mizbayin and think. So what are we supposed to be thinking about our Shabbos? So he says, first of all, why does it say one morning and two nights? So now we hear a little bit of approach over here. He said that Radak is a pashat shat. He says one morning is referring to Shabbos morning. Nights are referring to Friday night and Masi Shabbos. He says most people don't start their work again until Sunday morning. So now, according to Radak, the pshat it flows very nicely. He says we have this day to have morning, v'hagi v'boker chastecha, v'yemunah chaba leilos. These two evenings. We'll talk about the difference between emuna and chesed is. Then he says like this: kimet simachtani Hashem b'chol lecha. So he says V'yoyim ha-shabbos simachtani b'hisboyimi b'fol lecha b'matri adecha. On Shabbos, I'm happy as I think about your handiwork. Shehiha oylam v'asher boy, the whole world that you created. V'yoyim ha-shabbos yesh li l'hisboyim boy. On Shabbos, that's when I should think about these things. Oz etzmach, and I will be happy. V'zeh chachmas atecha. And he says, one should think about nature on Shabbos. And the truth be told, we say it in Azmiris. We say, Hashemayim misafrim kibodo, v'gam ha'aretz malachastoy. The heavens speak out Hashem's covenant. The heavens don't talk. So what does that mean? It means when you look at the heavens, you should talk about, wow, this speaks out the covenant of Hashem. Right? It speaks for itself, right? A picture is worth a thousand words. The heaven is worth a thousand words. It speaks out how the covenant of Hashem. Hashemayim is having for the v'gam ha'aretz malachasto. Re'u ki kol eile asasayato. Look, take a look and notice that Hashem made all of this. Okay? And that's what Rizak says. One should think about the Bria. One should contemplate, and the truth be told, he's not the first person to bring this idea down. The Chovos HaLevavos in Shar HaBechina is replete with this concept of being mizboinin in the Bria, noticing the brilliance of nature, noticing the wisdom in nature, and noticing the chesed in nature. And he says that is the impetus of the ones who come to serve Hashem. That's what Chovos HaLevavos says. That's what he starts off the Sefer after talking about Hashem himself and Shara Yichud. He starts talking about Shara Bechina, and then after that, Shara Avodas Elokim, because he says the catalyst for Avodas Elokim is going to be when you notice the chesed Hashem has done for you in this world. But not just, you know, contemplating the fact that I'm a Yid and I'm from the Am Nivchor, that too. But also just the punch of shot, the fact that my eyes work and how they work and the fact that my ears work and my mouth and all these things, to think about these and contemplate these things, and a person will be mulli simcha and feel hakar zatov. And he said, the Radak says, the appropriate time for that is Shabbos. And he says, not that we're going to have a shiur on nature on Shabbos afternoon. A person can just spend their own time doing this. But he says, when I contemplate this matter and I am able to achieve and understand whatever I'm able to reach, I will be happy. These are the words of every chacham. He now has to go to first person. Every chacham. She was playing the mind that kill. Why is he saying, he's bothered by the fact that why does he say Lashon Yachid? Who's talking over here? So he says, each Chacham, when he's Mizboinin on Shabbos, this is the expression that he has. He has this expression of Kisimachtani Hashem Kaalecha. Maasei Adecha Anein. I want to say another, I want to add on something to this. There's a sefer called Maspik Lo'evdi Hashem. There's a sefer written by Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam, the son of the Rambam. Has a sefer called Maspik Lo'evdi Hashem. And over there he writes a very interesting idea. He writes that all mitzvos, there is a klal to them, and then there's a process to them. Because the avodah is a klal, which is how everybody, there's no distinction who you are, this is how you're supposed to do this mitzvah. In other words, what we would call halacha. The halacha binds everybody equally. Yeah, you could be the gadol ador, you could be a regular am haaretz. As much as you know the halacha, or even if you don't know the halacha, figure out that halacha binds you. Just you may not know it yet. Yeah, maybe the gadol ador have an extra chiyuv to have a extra level of precious, but there's certainly one thing that binds everybody, and that is the basic halacha. Okay, there's no exceptions to that. Now, however, there's an avodah pratus, which is that when you approach this mitzvah, the personal avodah that you have in this mitzvah, that there is a distinction between every person. Yeah. A person might connect to a particular mitzvah and try to understand the idea behind this mitzvah, and he may have a certain personal hislavas excitement to that mitzvah, and that is very much depending on who the person is and how much he invests in that mitzvah. So the Rabbeinu Avraham Aram says as follows. He says on Shabbos he gives an example of three individuals. You have one person who he keeps the halachas of Hilchos Shabbos, and then he starts to contemplate nature just to the extent that he knows that. He doesn't even contemplate. He just knows that on Shabbos is a reminder that Hashem created the world. That's sufficient. That's what he thinks about. Then you have another individual where he approaches Shabbos. He is misbeinin on Shabbos. What did Hashem make on this day? What did Hashem make on this day? What did Hashem make on that? And what did Hashem make on that day? Yeah, he connects deeper to the concept of Shabbos. And then you have a third individual who he really starts to contemplate what the creation is and how Hashem designed it, the brilliance behind it. And he describes this person as being so engaged in this and so involved in this, he gets to the point where, I won't say prophecy, but the point that he's totally disconnected from this world. He's so involved in his appreciation and his love of Hashem Baruch Hu brings him to Ava and Yira like the Rambam describes. So if that's the case, it's very good. The reason it says it, he's the first person, is because every person has their personal level of I can't clamp down and say this is a level of simple that you all have to have. It has to be something which is personal, which depends on my personal investment in Shabbos. If I personally understand Shabbos in this way, I will personally come to this level of Kisinachta Hashem Afal Lecha. It has to be personal. That's why I'm reading the first person over here.
Yes.
Yes.